This is Akashvani Itanagar, the news read by Prem Sharma. The nation today pays tribute to the security personnel and the victims who lost their lives while defending the parliament during terrorist attack 24 years ago on 13th December 2001. Vice President and Rajya Sabha Chairman C.P. Radhakrishnan, Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Union Ministers Piyush Goyal, Jitendra Singh, Kiran Rijiju, and Arjun Ram Meghwal paid floral tributes to the martyrs at the Parliament House. The Director General Border Road, Lieutenant General Raghu Srinivasan, today called on the Governor of Arunachal Pradesh, K.T. Parnayak, at Lok Bhavan, Itanagar. The Governor, on behalf of the people of Arunachal Pradesh, conveyed gratitude to the Border Roads Organization for the successful execution of 10 strategically vital roads and 22 bridges under Arunank, Udayak, Vartak and Brahmank projects, which were virtually inaugurated on 7th December 2025 by Defence Minister Sri Rajnath Singh. Earlier today, Arunachal Pradesh Chief Minister Pema Khandu also interacted with Lieutenant General Raghu Srinivasan and undertook a comprehensive review on the progress of road projects executed by BRO along with discussions on critical ground-level issues. IIM Ahmedabad Shodh Yatra delegation led by Professor Anil Gupta narrated their experiences to Governor K.T. Parnayak about having visited a few villages in East Kameng district, drawing attention to issues with government schools, farming patterns and harnessing the traditional knowledge of medicinal plants. The IIM team called on Arunachal Pradesh Governor yesterday at Lok Bhavan, Itanagar. The Governor, while stating with appreciation that the people of Arunachal Pradesh are exceptionally enterprising and forward-looking, encouraged Professor Gupta to develop practical business, marketing and financial models that could guide aspiring entrepreneurs and support the growing ambitions of the state's youth. Chief Secretary of Arunachal Pradesh Manish Kumar Gupta yesterday chaired the meeting of the state-level High Power Steering Committee of the Smart City Mission. During the review session, they assessed the progress, key initiatives and upcoming priorities under the Smart City Mission. Both the Smart City Pasighat and Itanagar Smart City presented their updates, highlighted ongoing projects and outlined their future plans aimed at strengthening urban infrastructure, improving service delivery and promoting sustainable and inclusive urban development in two cities. A delegation from the Research Institute of World's Ancient Traditions, Culture and Heritage, comprising members from USA, International Center for Cultural Studies and Arunachal Vikas Parishad, paying a courtesy visit to Arunachal Home Minister Department of Indigenous Affairs, Mama Natung today, interacted and held a discussion on proposed Rewatch Research University, forthcoming programs and the documentation of the glorious cultures of the tribal communities of Arunachal Pradesh. Minister Natung suggested that Rewatch undertake in-depth research and comprehensive documentation on various aspects of the communities of Arunachal Pradesh, with the aim of showcasing and opening the treasures of this rich cultural heritage to the world. A 26-year-old man from Kupwara, JNK, Hilal Ahmed, was arrested in Alo, West Siang on December 11 for allegedly sharing sensitive information on installations and troop movements with handlers in Pakistan. He had arrived on 25th November to participate in a trade fair. Hilal, a blanket seller, was arrested around 11 p.m. and handed over to Itanagar police for further probe. SP Kardak Riba said he had valid Aadhaar and inner line permit documents and urged the public to report suspicious individuals for proper verification. The arrest links to case at Chimpu PS, where two other Kupwara residents, Nazir Ahmed Malik and Sabir Ahmed Mir, were detained in late November for transmitting sensitive information to Pakistan. A fourth suspect was later arrested from Miao Changlang. Investigation under Official Secret Act is going on. That's all in the news bulletin. Namaskar.